It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Dave and Dejanovic.
Dave, we got to get to the bottom of this. It's a little bit of a mystery. First of all, have you ever pocket dialed somebody?
Almost never. Like, maybe with the old BlackBerry phone, but never with my iPhone. I don't know where this is all coming from. All you pocket dialers.
Well,
are you a pocket dialer?
I've done it before.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
You realize there's a lock screen, right?
Okay. Before we get to this, you know, mystery up in Davis County in your neck of the woods, let me just tell you about the time I accidentally pocket dialed somebody. He was a friend of mine. He worked for the Utah Attorney General's office. And I didn't realize my phone had mysteriously dialed him, and I was on my way home. And I was car karaoke-ing. And my phone call went to his voicemail. And by the time I figured out I'd pocket dial somebody.
You had sung him the entire Don't Stop Believin'.
Yeah, that's a true story. I got to call him back and apologize. But there's this mystery in your neck of the woods. 911 recently in the Davis County area got more than 100 inaudible 911 calls over one weekend. The common theme, see if you can guess where it's coming from.
I know that sound.
What is that sound?
I know that sound well. It's the white roller coaster at Lagoon. Am I right?
Ding, 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 ding.
I knew it.
And this happened over a couple of days from May 22nd to May 23rd. So it's on a weekend. And all the calls were traced back to Lagoon. And this can actually, we're laughing about it, but this takes dispatchers an inordinate amount of time, an enormous amount of time to track it down, to make sure it's not a real 911 emergency.
Yeah. And I hear Lagoon, I think teenagers, and I'm like, 100 calls? Is this really a pocket dial? Or is this like one of those TikTok pranks? Hey, let's all, you know, call 911 and let them listen to us screaming on a roller coaster.
Well, we were so curious to see if the mystery's been solved, we decided to dial up the 911 center. Good morning, Amanda.
Good morning.
Amanda Glezos is the Davis County Dispatch Operations Manager. Thanks for calling the show. Did you ever get to the bottom of who was doing these pocket dials? Was it just one person?
No, it's multiple. And it's actually happened probably every season that Lagoon's been open. So this isn't new at all.
Is it a prank?
I certainly hope not. But I don't know. There's no really way, I guess, of finding out for sure. But we do take a huge number of pocket dials from there. So
we want to help you get to the bottom of it. Was when the 911 dispatcher picked up the call, could they hear the sound of a roller coaster like this one in the background? Because that would be a clue.
Yeah, that's a pretty good indicator. I think we all can hear that in our sleep. But yeah, and we have some technology-based things to be able to track down where the calls are coming from, and we can pin it down to the park.
What should we do if it is an accident? And I'm not convinced it's an accident because kids are the worst.
Yep.
What should we do if there is a pocket dial and all of a sudden we hit 911 and we're like, and we hang up?
Just stay on the phone. Just stay on the phone for us and let us know that it was an accident. And then that way we don't have to spend our time and resources trying to track you down to make sure that you're safe.
So even though you're super embarrassed and you're like,
you have to
take your lumps.
Yes, just stay on the phone. So we'd rather make sure that you're safe. Stay on the phone for us.
And if somebody hangs up, you call back, right?
Yes, we do.
And it could look like it doesn't, when the call back number comes in, it doesn't say 911 on it, does it?
No. And we also get GPS coordinates, and there's a little bit more information that comes in other than just the phone number.
So if you call 911 by accident, or your kid calls 911 by accident and then hangs up, the caller ID on someone's cell phone when the dispatch center is calling back will sometimes say like 00000 or what, Amanda?
I think from here, when we call people back, it'll show our main administration line, which would be 801-451-4141 or something along those lines. I'm not sure what the last four would be, but something similar to that.
Is there any law against making these prank calls or abusing the 911 operation?
There is. Yeah, there is laws, and there is punishment for people that do abuse the system.
But you haven't caught anybody in this case, this latest case from late in May that it appears came from Lagoon. Am I correct?
Correct. Yeah. And that was multiple calls, multiple phone numbers. I don't believe it was, it obviously wasn't just one person. I don't know if people have collectively gotten together. I don't think that's the case. It happens every weekend. I was here for just 4 hours this past Sunday, and we had over 20 calls from Lagoon just in a four-hour period. So it happens all the time. So I don't know if it's iPhones, if people are leaning on that power button and then it will call. And I don't know if it's the ride pushing on it from the G-force. I don't know. It happens a lot.
Who knows why it's happening, but there's no question it is happening. Amanda, mm-hmm. Thank you so much for joining us. She's the Davis County Dispatch Operations Manager. It's been going on forever. So is it going on forever because kids are jerk faces and they're pranking?
So the mystery.
They thought it was funny?
So the mystery remains. What's your take?
Prank.
You think it's a prank?
It's got to be.
No, I think there's too many calls to be a prank. There's 100 of them in that one weekend alone. She said they got several of them in just a four-hour period. What, 20 of them? I think what's happening is it's the iPhone. And the iPhone, if you've kind of flipped the screen, it makes it super easy to accidentally dial 911.
Now so, I'm Googling how to dial 911.
From your iPhone without actually
from the
opening
lock screen.
Up, from the lock
yeah.
screen, yeah.
Yeah,
I think that's what it is.
I think you can from the lock screen.
And people are probably sitting on their phones or tossing them at the bottom of a bag and scrunching them in a locker or something like that, and they're dialing.
Yeah, she said something about holding down the power and then it pops up. I don't know. I haven't had this problem, but it's obviously, if it's not a prank, which she doesn't think it is, then it's obviously a design flaw on the smartphones.
Ooh, the mystery continues.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. Don't miss Cold's new season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.